It's 8:56 and 71 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Tuesday. We bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we are lower across the board today. USDA report yesterday increased carryout on beans by 35 million, which was more than expected. On corn, they lowered the carryout a hair, but it's still at 2.384 billion, which is a huge crop. And then we have lots of harvest starting in lots of places. That's all pushing things lower. And as a result of that, we do have December corn down 5 1/4 at 334 1/4, 3/4 off its low. The beans, November's down 11 1/2 at 952 3/4, and wheat being drugged down by all of that, down 3 1/2 at 405 3/4. The wheat did hit 411 early, which was up a couple points, but harvest starting in earnest in lots of places, and another week will be going strong everywhere. We're just getting a good start in a lot of places now, starting, you know, today, yesterday, maybe tomorrow. So that harvest time pressure on the corn and the beans, certain percentages sold at harvest across the scale. A little worry about disease in the corn and whether to store it or sell it. But down 10 to 11 to 12 in beans, down 5 to 6 in corn, and just not much of a way to have it bounce until after we get through halfway through harvest. So lower across the board on harvest pressure. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much. Appreciate your insight on this Tuesday morning. Let's take a look at some current conditions around the WIOL listening area. Lots of sunshine here in the early going, and if you are getting ready for harvest, some pretty good weather to get things started, as we've got temperatures in the low to mid-60s. We are going to heat up quite a bit today, up into the upper 80s through central Illinois. Right now, Danville's still the cool spot, along with Tuscola. They're in at 62 degrees, 63 degrees right now in Gibson City, Sullivan, Charleston, Mattoon, and Monticello, up to 64 degrees in Clinton. Decatur's up to 65 degrees, and Bloomington is the warm spot right now with 66 degrees and mostly sunny skies. We're up to 71 already outside our studios in Urbana. We tend to heat up a little bit quicker than some of the other areas in our coverage area. In your forecast, sunny skies today with a high of 87 degrees, winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight. We do have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 65. Cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning with a high of 78. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night down to 60, partly sunny for Thursday, and a high of 77 degrees. Looks like we'll have more rain in starting Thursday night, a 30% chance with a low of 62. Mostly cloudy for Friday with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 81. Showers likely Friday night, a chance of thunderstorms with a low of 65. Mostly cloudy Saturday with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, up to 79. Then we'll dry out for Sunday, mostly sunny and 77. Partly cloudy for the day on Monday, and a high again of 77 degrees. Stay tuned. We've got 2 hours of On Point with Tom Ashbrook coming up from 9 until 11 here on AM 580. That'll be followed by some great news and talk from the state of Illinois with the 21st at 11 a.m. with your host Nyla Boodoo, followed by Illinois Edition from our friends in Springfield coming up at noon today. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.